defects, and the knowledge to make smart, informed decisions. Your instinct is telling you to get an inspection, and instincts are usually right. Learn more or schedule today at orioninspections.com.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Well, welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Going to the lines themselves. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Oh, man, I got a casual friend that we kick around different issues. If he knows where I'm at politically and I know where he is. And lately he loves to, when I do speak with him, bring up gas prices and this and that and the other thing. And it's all Biden's fault. I said, let me ask you a question. What's going to happen in about another 2 weeks with gas prices right before Memorial Day and the holiday driving season? Happens every year. It's happened every year since 1972 when I started driving. And you're going to blame that on them too? They do this because they've gotten away with it for years. And in my opinion now, they're close to treasonous themselves, the oil companies, what they're pulling. This is a joke. We all know it is. Anyone who's really thinking. But every year around Memorial Day, around the 4th of July, Labor Day, what's up with that? Is that Joe Biden's fault too?
Yeah, you know, this argument about inflation, you know, and it's kind of textbook politics 101, but if there's high inflation, you blame the incumbent. And, you know, we've done that to Republicans and they do it to Democrats. My own view is that that's not what determines elections. And there are spikes in prices around Memorial Day, around 4th of July, Labor Day weekend. A lot of it has to do with supply, quite frankly. But here, let's face it, a couple of things, and food prices have spiked too, and that's separate from gas. And the two things I think we got to keep into account. One is inflation is on the way down. We believe it's peaked and it's on the way down, number one. Number two, what do you expect when both parties, including under Trump and under Biden, poured trillions of dollars into the economy? Why? Because if we hadn't, every restaurant in this country would have gone under. Most small businesses would have gone under. We provided money for them to maintain their payrolls. That's a lot cheaper and easier keeping a workforce than having people demoralized and all thrown out of work. They try to subsist the restaurants on takeout, that kind of thing. Now with vaccines and the success in masking and distancing, society's opening up again and inflation's coming down, number one. And of course, there's the war in Ukraine, where we have a vested interest. The Ukrainian people are good people. And more importantly, they are the buffer zone to Europe. They're in Europe. And if the Ruskies get away with this, they will go in and genocide people in Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. And you may say, come on, Matt, I'll say read some history. They did it already from 1945 on, actually from their pact with Hitler, 1940 on. They did it in the 1790s when they partitioned Poland. Ukraine was part of Poland. They do it all the time. They are genocidal murderers. That is their culture. That isn't to stain all Russian people, but that is their culture, is genocide and fraud, sadism and theft. And we are standing up to that by arming the Ukrainians, who are performing magnificently. And that costs money. Okay, Biden's doing exactly the right thing, and something like two-thirds of the people in the country think he's doing the right thing. In other words, the things that spark inflation, the actual policies behind them, are supported by two-thirds of the country. Obviously, nobody likes inflation. I don't either. Nobody likes taxes. I don't either. But they're the price of living in a civilized society. The other thing, Dick, is that unemployment right now is lower than in any time since 1968, 54 years ago. Unemployment is lower. The best welfare program is a job. The best welfare program is a job. This keeps people off of public assistance. Full employment does. Employers are advertising for employees. Walmart is starting first-year truckers at $110,000 a year. A few years ago, they were cheating them, basically. All of the big companies paid them peanuts. It's supply and demand. You've heard of it. It's supply and demand. We need truck drivers because of the supply chain congestion. Well, pay the truck drivers. Pay them. It's tough work. Pay them. And we're paying employees. So you got to look at the economy has never been healthier in recent memory. Yeah, there is some inflation and there's reasons for it. COVID and Ukraine. Okay. Okay, so what? How about World War II? Even the Vietnam War. Okay, but the fact is that this is not the Vietnam War. This is more like World War II, standing up to a Hitlerian genocidal pervert named Putin. So I think what you can do is you can tell people, look, you talk about inflation. All right, inflation. What is it about the causes of the inflation that you oppose? And no one's going to say anything. They believe in COVID relief. They believe in arming Ukraine. They believe in hard infrastructure. They believe in it all. They believe in it all. Going back to the lines, looks like we have some people on the lines. We'll start with Wisco Paul, and I'll go in order. What's in mind, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Dick is right. The gas companies always raise their prices before holidays. They always have it, gouge the public. But I guess if you're petty enough to blame that on Biden, you know, the bottom line here, I can just sum up the Republican Party pretty much in one word, and Trump. They're corrupt, a totally, totally corrupt party, sold out to a Cheeto Jesus dude named Trump, and they don't care. You said it in the last hour, it's all about power. And they're going to look at anything to tar and feather Biden. Doesn't matter how good things are going, they're going after him. You know, when you get right down to this whole thing, they've instilled, because it's an illegitimate Supreme Court, they're looking for some poor clerk. That's not legitimate. They shoved that down the American people's throat by not giving Garland. Hey, I'm going to go on and on. The bottom line is the Republican Party doesn't care about anybody but themselves. They're just Trump-like. Trump doesn't care about anybody but himself when it comes right down to it. So I don't know what you're going to do when you got a whole political party following some guy that's totally corrupt. And I'm going to get really off the edge here. If Trump was the president right now, you wouldn't have the problem with the war because he just would have let Putin do whatever. I mean, come on.
Right. Anyway, Trump said he would withdraw us from NATO. And then they'd be in Poland right now, and they just walk right in. No, you're absolutely right. Thanks very, very much. And the most disturbing thing, and it's showing up in Georgia with the Jody Tice election right now, is that they are going to change the votes. They will alter the votes. They've said they'll alter the votes. Their nominees in Michigan have said it. And if Jody Tice wins in Georgia, he said it. Stalin did that. We're going back to the lines. Dan of Madison, you're next. Thanks for calling us on your mind today, Dan.
Morning, Matt. I was just thinking about, you're talking about the economy, and you mentioned like how Walmart, you know, starting out truckers are being hired at like 100,000. And it's true, the economy is doing very well. But just something to think about for all the people, all the listeners out there, when was the last time that our public servants actually got a decent raise? I'm talking like teachers, you know, starting wages for teachers are still about 30,000. Why would you spend, you know, 4 years in college to go teach students when you can start off at 100,000 to drive a truck?
Right. That is a profound statement. In other words, everybody so far is talking about private sector employment, but go back to Act 10, even go back before that to the QEO, the Qualified Economic Offer that Thompson rammed through when he was governor, that no matter what teachers did, they were only going to get a 2% raise, which was inflation. They have not gotten a real raise net of inflation in 40 years, certainly 30, 35 years. Public employees in general, Walker got rid of the merit system, civil service system. He corrupted the state. And the Republican Party succeeded in having people attack public employees and attack teachers and say they're bad. Are you kidding me? You know, education, public education is the basis of a democracy. It wasn't too long ago in this country when people didn't go on after eighth grade, certainly after high school. Now you have tremendous educational opportunities. Republican Party is attacking that. You're absolutely right. Thank you. The lines are still alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. Be back to you right after the break.
For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can